welcome to all. Welcome to all our lovely old faces, faces we don't see so very often. Oh, yes, what a... Well, you know, if the cap fits, you know, you can choose who I'm talking to. Should have stopped before I get any deeper. Just to say, if you're not a regular attender at our worship, is that better? We do have tea and coffee afterwards, and it's such a lovely day. So we'll open the door and we can perhaps christen our lovely picnic tables for the first time. It would be just wonderful to use them and be outside as well as inside. So we welcome all to worship. We particularly welcome Fiona and Sal, who've come from Altrincham, who will be dancing as part of our worship today. And I think that is everything. The children have activities. They are welcome to be with us the whole time. There are activities for them out in the foyer later as well. So, we welcome all to worship and Ros to lead us in worship.
Okay. Thank you, Judy. And for those of you that may not be usually with us, we don't usually start off by insulting people. Okay. Happy Easter. And it's wonderful that we can be together on this very special, the most exciting day of the year. Later on during our service, we will be sharing together in Holy Communion. And anyone and everyone is invited to come forward and take the bread and wine. You don't have to be a member, you don't have to be a Methodist, you don't have to have been baptized, you don't have to be anything other than wanting to come forward. Jesus offers that invitation to everyone. So please, when that time comes later, if you wish to come forward, please do. So I think we will begin with our first slide. Can I have the next one? Okay, so we're going to raise the roof when you say the words in bold. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. And we stand to sing our first hymn together this morning. Christ the Lord is risen today.
Hallelujah. Sing your hands, let it ring.
And now Julie will lead us in our prayers. Thank you, Julie.
Morning, everyone. Now our opening prayers will be followed by our prayer of confession and the blessing of our offering. Let us pray. Lord, as we gather together as family and friends, we would like to thank you for the presence of these young people to celebrate this joyful Easter Sunday morning. We invite you once again into our lives. May the hope of your resurrection color our days today and always. May the promise of your Spirit working in us light up our lives. May the love you revealed to us shape our giving. May the truth in your word guide our journeys, and may the joy of your kingdom fill our homes. Let us have eyes that look upon your grace and rejoice in your salvation. Let us have hearts of thankfulness of your sacrifice. As we gather together underneath the banner of your life, we thank you and praise you as we enjoy and celebrate our glorious resurrection. Amen. Prayer, confession. Father, you have shown us that the only sacrifice you want is a humble heart that is open to you and your will. We confess that we allow our neighbor's needs to be sacrificed on the altar of our convenience. We let the hungry to go away empty-handed at the cost of our possessiveness. We turn our backs on the lonely and the broken, the empty and the lost, and those who are far from you. The price of our time and energies in helping others is a cost we are often not willing to pay. Father, forgive us. Touch our hearts and change us. Cleanse our minds and make us new. Renew our lives and set us free. These we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Blessing of our offerings. The gifts of money that we bring and those that are offered through standing orders are so small in comparison to the needs in our world. Nowhere near enough is to meet the needs of the hungry and homeless, yet we have brought and given what we can. We ask for the blessing of our gifts together with ourselves and use them in your service. Amen.
Thank you, Julie. I'm just going to walk up here, if that's okay. I've got some young people, younger people. Lots of young people here this morning. Oh, yes, lots of young people down here. Brilliant. Is that all right if I just come and stand here with you for a minute? Yeah? Do you like Easter? Yeah. What do you like about Easter? Oops. Anybody? Whatever.
Chocolate.
How many people like chocolate? Yeah, I think everybody's with you there. Anything else?
Go on then.
Learning about Holy Week at school.
Learning about Holy Week at school. Brilliant. Anything else? Yes. Yeah.
About the flowers.
Oh, you like all the lovely flowers, yes. And the flower ladies, it is ladies, but the flower people, the flower team, has made some beautiful arrangements for us here and outside. There are beautiful flowers growing, aren't there? Yes. Anything else? Behind you. Oh, behind me. Oh, sorry, sweetheart.
That Jesus rose from the death on Easter Sunday.
So you like the fact that Jesus rose from the dead. Wonderful. Thank you for that. Thank you. So what have you been doing at school? You said learning about Holy Week at school. What have you been doing at school before your holiday? You've had a week's holiday, have you now, nearly?
I've been learning about this book.
Oh, you've been learning about a book called... Can you read the front for us?
We're going on an egg hunt.
We're going on an egg hunt. That sounds like a good book to read. Anything else you've been doing in school?
We've been taking, like, a page from the Bible and doing blackout poems.
And been doing what, sorry?
Blackout poems.
Blackout poem. Blackout poems. Now, I don't know what that is. Can you tell us what that is?
Yeah, it's like when you take a few words from a page of a book, or in this case, the Bible, and once we've taken those words out, we colour the rest in to create a picture about Holy Week, and it creates a poem.
Oh, wow, that sounds really interesting, doesn't it? You'll maybe do one for us as an example sometime and let us see. That sounds brilliant. Thank you for that. Thank you. Now then, I think somebody mentioned, a book called Going on an Egg Hunt. Well, guess what? Julie has very kindly hidden some eggs around the church somewhere in here. I think there's about 12, is there, Julie? We think there's about 12. Would anybody, you don't have to, but would anybody like to go on an egg hunt? Would you? Only these people. No, 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 no. Okay, well, off you go. Oh, they're all in here, aren't they, Julie? Oh, there's one or two out there, so... Okay, there might be one or two out there, so maybe Stuart will go out with you if you go out there. Okay. So when you find them, bring them to the front and we'll see if we've got them all. Ooh, we've got some. Hold of that one. There might be some more. Have we got 12? Do we know? We've got one here. Right, we've got 11. Do you want to have a count of them all at the back and see if we've got this? See if we've got 12. Do you want to go just to there? We're going to count how many we've got. Oh yes, you can keep it. Yes. Oh, there's one more to find. Okay, one more to find. Has somebody over there eaten it? Oh, it's David, yes. Of course. Nothing over there. Okay, do you want to come and stand up here and show us what you've found? Let's see. Are you pleased? Wonderful. Oh, lovely. Excellent. So you've all got some. You did well, didn't you? Well, it's probably because you've read that book. Let's go on an egg hunt, isn't it? Brilliant.
Well done, everybody. Let's give them a clap. Thank you. Well done. Okay. Do you want to go there? Do you want to, yeah, go there? Or go in the court where there's some things? I'm just going to speak to you. Excuse me. There are also some little things for them to do in that corner if she wants to, but she doesn't have to.
Okay.
Okay.
So I expect you'll be sharing those out with all of us, won't you? Yes.
Okay.
And now John will bring to us our reading from Holy Scripture this morning. Thank you, John.
Our Easter Sunday reading is from Matthew 28.
And the first 10 verses, the resurrection. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead, and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Thank you, John. Well, throughout Holy Week this year at our church, we have been trying to experience Holy Week through our senses. And Matthew's account of that first Easter morning that John has just read for us is full of sights and sounds and feelings. It bombards the senses. We see the Marys going to the tomb just before daybreak, that silent, dark time of the morning, dew still on the ground. As they approach, we see with them the temple guards in front of the tomb with its heavy stone across the entrance. Can you feel some of the fear that the women must have felt as they approach? After all, the guards are there to prevent them from getting too close to the grave. And of course, they are the same guards who brutalized and crucified Jesus. So in this scene, there is the women in fear. The guards full of arrogance. No one is going to get past them, open that tomb and steal the body, that's for sure. And then as this group comes together in front of the tomb, the earth suddenly quakes, rumbles, shakes, and an angel descends and rolls back the stone and sits on it in divine triumph. There are no arrogant guards there now, are there? It says, For fear of the angel, the guards shook and became like dead men. The feeling, the sound, the sight of the earthquake and of the angel has frightened them to death, we might say. The women are frightened too. I mean, who wouldn't be? But the angel speaks reassuringly to them and tells them not to be afraid. And then the women leave this scene quickly. We can see them hurrying away, filled with fear and great joy, running to tell the other disciples that Jesus is alive, that the tomb is empty, and that Jesus has gone ahead of them to Galilee, where they will all see him. As they run, they meet Jesus, perhaps almost running into him. And he too tells them, do not fear. As dawn breaks on that first Easter morning, the whole earth shakes and all heaven breaks loose. Nothing is ever the same again. Of course, the angel doesn't need to move the stone for Jesus to get out. He's already risen. The stone could never keep him in that tomb. The angel moves the stone so that the women could see that he was not there, that the place where his body had been laid is now empty. Jesus himself, resurrected and alive, walking the earth, greeting his disciples, telling them, do not be afraid. I wonder what you like most about the Easter season. Most of us, I think, enjoy that feeling of springtime in the air, the birds singing, trees starting to open their buds, flowers bursting forth. It's a time full of new life and promise for what is about to come as the seasons change. We've already mentioned chocolate. But for those of us who like chocolate, which seems to be most of us, there is the added bonus at this time of year that chocolate is one of the most acceptable, if not mandatory, ways of celebrating this day. After our Lenten journey, we enjoy the more lively hymns and the Easter greetings. There is so much to enjoy and celebrate today. And all of those things are good and excellent. But is it enough? All those things, however lovely, pale in comparison to the cataclysmic events that Matthew has described for us. Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. The point in history when everything changes forever. Can you feel that earthquake? Can you see the angel? Do you believe that the tomb was empty? When you think of these things, when you hear the texts, do you quake with fear and great joy at this news? Does the earthquake that accompanies this intervention that signals God's action in raising Christ, does that earthquake run through your life? Does this news shake you? Not with paralyzing fear like the guards, but with joy and energy like the Marys. Does it make a difference? Jesus Christ is alive. The power and love of God is displayed for all time. Jesus is present with us always. His Spirit is available to us, and he calls us to meet with him, to follow him into mission. So let's enjoy the hymns, enjoy the spring weather, enjoy the chocolate. But don't let's stop there. Allow yourself to feel the earthquake of this event run through your life, shaping it, reordering it, centering it on Jesus, your risen Lord and Saviour. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Thank you both. Thank you. And now I invite Anne to come forward as she tells us something of what Easter Day means to her.
Good morning, everyone. I never imagined when Ros asked me to do this that we would have so many people here. I am a little nervous, so please bear with me. Easter Sunday. After all the wicked things that have happened in the last few days, especially in Jerusalem, I wanted a memory of happiness. And I have a very vivid memory of standing on Douglas Head in the Isle of Man at 6 a.m. in the morning with my daughter. So I'm going to use my senses to tell you about that day. It was a beautiful morning. The Salvation Army band were playing all the Easter hymns. We were all singing along happily. We're all enjoying the singing, and we can hear the waves lapping below in the harbour. Touch. Friends welcome each other with a great smile and a big hug. It's great to be all together on this very special morning. Smell. The fabulous smell of the sea, the fragrance of the bright yellow gorse on the hillside, and the anticipation of the bacon butties still to come in the kingdom hall afterwards. The salty air seems to enliven the atmosphere and settle on the tongue. Sight. Slowly, the sun begins to rise on the horizon. Amazing colours, flashes of red and gold above the blue sea, lighting up the landscape all around us. For me, this is a symbol of our Lord rising from the dead, and all the pain and suffering are not forgotten, but reminding of how he suffered for our sins. It was one of those rare moments when emotions are so powerful, it's hard to breathe. Thank you, Lord, for this amazing gift, for the great love with which it was given, for the joy and the hope of a better world, like the one you created. Love, joy, peace, and hope. That is how I felt that Easter Sunday morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Anne. And if you hadn't told us that you were feeling nervous, we would never have thought you were. That was brilliant. Thank you. In a moment, we're going to sing again. This is a good hymn for clapping, and I think there might be some instruments in the corner over there that we can get out and use as well. So we're going to sing, He Has Risen.
Risen, he has risen, Jesus is alive. When the life flowed from his body, seemed like Jesus' mission failed, but his sacrifice accomplished victory. Risen, Jesus is alive. In the grave, God did not leave him for his body to decay. Raised to life, the great awakening, Satan's power he overcame. Risen, Jesus is alive. If there were no resurrection, risen. He has risen. He has risen. Jesus is alive. When the Lord rides out of heaven, mighty angels at his side, they will sound the final trumpet. From the grave we shall arise. He has risen. He has risen. He has risen. Jesus is alive. Risen, Jesus is alive. He has given life immortal. We shall see him face to face. Through eternity we'll praise him. Christ the champion of all. He has risen. He has risen. He has risen. He has risen. Jesus is alive.
We've got a lovely band forming in the back corner there. You have to come every week, please. So this is a space now for anybody who may like to just say a word or a couple of words that encapsulates what Easter Day means to them, to you. Just a word or a couple of words anybody might like to shout out, and I'll repeat it into the microphone. What does Easter Day mean to you?
Joy.
Joy. Hope. Hope. Love.
Hope.
Peace. Peace.
Hope.
Hope. Light.
Light. New life.
New life. Was there something else at the back? Oh, somebody coming forward to tell us. Brilliant. Stand up here to tell us. What does Easter Day mean to you?
It means to me because I used to have a dog, but it died.
Yeah.
And then we're getting a new dog.
So then you're getting a new dog. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. That's a very important thing to share. Thank you for sharing that. That's really important. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Anybody else? No. Sorry?
Forgiveness.
Redemption. And redemption. Forgiveness and redemption. Wonderful words. Any more?
New beginnings.
New beginnings. Tis a new beginning for us all, isn't it? Brilliant. Anything else? Sorry? And start of a new year. It is. It is. Feels like the start of a new year, doesn't it? Yes. Thank you. Any others?
Togetherness.
Thank you. Any other words? Oh, yeah. Do you want to come out? Or are you happy? Do you want to say it from there? Oh, coming out. Good. Keeps David on his toes with the microphones, doesn't he?
Just spending time with all my family.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, spending time with friends and family and celebrating. Brilliant. Thank you.
Any more? Those are lots and lots of wonderful words, and we can continue as we go to coffee later, sharing our feelings and about Easter, what it means to us. Thank you to all those. Thank you. And now Julie is going to bring for us our prayers of intercession. Thank you.
There's a response in this prayer. When I say, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty and eternal God, on this glorious Easter, we come together to offer our prayers for others and for ourselves. Lord, without the resurrection of your Son Jesus, our faith would be empty and without hope. But he is alive, and we rejoice in the knowledge that in Jesus all that separates, endures, and destroys has been overcome by that which unites and heals and creates. We pray for your church here in Poynton and the churches in our circuit. We give you thanks for calling us into the company of those who trust in Christ and seek to obey him. We think of our church today celebrating in clusters and crowds all over the world. Our language, race and nationalities may be different, but our worship is one, and our praise for you is united. In your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, on this special day, grant us peace in your world for countries where there is war, and communities that is broken. We remember today those involved in conflicts around the world, in Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Ukraine, and Russia. We pray that in these difficult days ahead, they may all know your love, the love that bears all things, believes all things, and hopes all things. The Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those living in our country in areas of deprivation, where high unemployment and crimes makes daily living a tough challenge. May all who struggle know that you are always with them in the suffering, and will follow them whichever road they chose to take. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Lord, we pray for those who are in need, the hungry, the homeless. We ask you to look in pity. Those who are in pain, heal their infirmities. Those who are lonely may discover the perfect friend. For the bereaved, that in the midst of the immeasurable loss, they would know the depths of your love, and that Jesus Christ is the light of the world, a light which always shines and brings hope. Lord, in your mercy. On this Easter day, hear our own prayers in silence as we remember before you those nearest and dearest to our own hearts. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we pray for ourselves. Teach us new words to say, new things to do, new lives to live, that we may, by the power of your Holy Spirit, be ever more open to your will. Teach us once more that our value is measured only by the empty cross and the empty tomb. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Hear our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us how to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Thank you, Julie. And now we sing together our communion hymn. And would you remain standing at the end of that for the peace? We sing, Thine Be the Glory.
We share the peace together. So we share the wave of peace. The words will be on the screen. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said,
peace be with you. Then they were glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. The peace of the risen Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
Alleluia. Let's offer each other the wave of peace. Here is bread, God's good gift. It will become for us the bread of life. Here is wine, God's good gift. It will become for us the cup of salvation. So now please sit or stand as you feel most comfortable for the great prayer of thanksgiving. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Blessing and honour, glory and power are rightly yours, all gracious God. By your creative word you brought the world to birth. In your generous love you made the human family, that we might see your glory and live forever in your presence. Blessing and honour, glory and power are rightly yours, all gracious God. When we wandered from you in our sin, you sought us with your steadfast love and did not give us up. In the fullness of time, you sent your Son to be our Saviour and Deliverer. Made of flesh and blood, he lived our life and died our death upon the cross. Death could not hold him, and now he reigns at your right hand. Blessing and honour, glory and power are rightly yours, all gracious God. Therefore, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we bless and praise your glorious name, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed indeed is the Lord Jesus Christ, who at supper with his friends took bread and gave you thanks, broke it and gave it to them and said, Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When supper was ended, he took the cup and gave you thanks, gave it to them and said, Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for everyone for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Therefore, Father, we celebrate this Passover of gladness, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise. Send your Holy Spirit, that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us the body and blood of Christ. Gather us who share this feast into the kingdom of your glory, that with all your people in every time and place, we may praise and worship you forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, Heavenly Father, now and always. Amen. Alleluia. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. And please be seated. In a moment, there will be the invitation to come forward. As I've said, all are welcome. If you prefer not to, then please stay in your seat. The stewards will invite you forward to come down the middle, and then sort of back round to your seat
It usually goes wrong somewhere, and that's fine. Doesn't matter. We'll all find a seat anyway. God is here with us. God welcomes us to this table. We meet the risen Christ in the breaking of the bread. Draw near with faith.
Body of Christ keep you in eternal life. And the body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life.
The body of Christ, Jesus Christ. I think upon your sacrifice, you became nothing, poured out to death. Many times I've wondered at your gift of life, and I'm in that place once again. And I'm in that place once again. And once again I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy.
The body of Christ keep you in eternity.
Once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life. Now you exalted to the highest place, King of the heavens, where one day I'll bow. But for now, I marvel at this saving grace, and I'm full of praise once again. And I'm full of praise once again. And once again I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend.
The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. Amen. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life.
Bless the glory of the risen Lord. Who can compare with the beauty of the Lord? Forever he will be.
Thank you.
you in eternal life, Rosemary. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life on earth.
So let us pray together. God of our salvation, we thank you for our communion with the risen Christ and with all who love him in earth and heaven. We pray that strengthened by his grace, we may serve you faithfully all our days through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we sing our final hymn together this Easter morning. I think it's another good one for clapping and jigging and playing instruments. See what a morning.
a voice speaking, calling her name. It's the Master, the Lord, raised to life again. The voice that spans the haze, speaking life, stirring hope, bringing peace to us, will sound till he appears, for he lives. Christ is risen from the dead. One with the Father, ancient of days, through the Spirit who clothes faith with certainty, honour and blessing, glory and praise to the King, crowned with power and authority. And we all raise with him, death is dead, love has won, Christ has conquered. And we shall reign with him, for he lives, Christ is risen from the dead.
God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, strengthen us to walk with him in his risen life. And may Almighty God bless us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Alleluia. Go in joy and peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Alleluia. Alleluia.